morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you ever wanted to design your own custom workshop, equipment shed, barn, or living space? Well, now you can with Mueller's online 3D custom building design tool. You can dream big and then watch it become a reality. The possibilities are endless with our virtual metal building online configurator. First, choose your building size and color combination. Then start placing your doors and windows, overhangs, ridge vents, and more. You can even step inside your virtual building to view the structural components. Once your Mueller building is designed, simply save your project and click Get a Quote. Mueller's skilled engineers will then produce a free quote to your exact specifications and engineering requirements. It's that easy. Just go to MuellerInc.com and click on 3D Design Tool to start your building project today. Get a steel building you can trust from a company you can trust, a Mueller steel building. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a skilled sales representative today.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, it was formally announced that Kelly Payne has been named the new general manager of the Oklahoma National Stockyards by the organization's board of directors. Payne is the sixth person and first female to hold this position in the Stockyards' 109-year history. Payne brings over 20 years of management experience to the historic Stockyard, plus an extensive background in the cattle industry. Chairman of the National Stockyards Company, Chris Bachwin, remarked on Payne's appointment, stating, "We are excited about the energy Kelly brings to the organization. We know she has what it takes to carry on the legacy that was forged before her." Payne is a fifth-generation farmer and rancher from Mustang, Oklahoma, and holds a bachelor's degree in animal science and livestock merchandising from Oklahoma State University. She also serves as board chair of the Stockyard City Main Street and is a member of the Ag in the Classroom Advisory Council, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the Cattlemen's Leadership Academy Class 26, the Oklahoma Cattle Women's Association, the Sirloin Club, West OKC Rotary, Stockyard's Urban Design Committee, and coordinates many of the parades and events in Stockyard City. Rob Fisher, past president of the Oklahoma National Stockyards for almost 20 years, will serve as an advisor to Payne as the transition begins. The Oklahoma National Stockyards was founded in 1910 and has a tremendous history of family-owned companies. According to yesterday's announcement, the Stockyards Company, many of the commission firms as well as the cattle buying companies, are currently held by third, fourth, or even fifth generation families. It adds that this longevity is a testament to the success and resilience of the market itself. In other news, through routine surveillance, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry and the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation have confirmed a case of chronic wasting disease at a Lincoln County elk farm in a two-year-old bull elk that died as a result of an injury. In response, the departments are implementing emergency measures to monitor and protect the state's wild and farmed cervid herds. ODAF has quarantined the breeding facility, and the Department of Wildlife Conservation will be testing wild deer in the area near the facility for the presence of the disease. The commercial hunt area adjacent to the area has been quarantined as well. The state veterinarian has issued a stop movement order for all in-state cervid transports for 30 days in order to assess the situation. This fatal neurological disease impacts the brains of elk, deer, and other cervid species. There is currently no vaccine nor treatment for the disease. More importantly, though, there's no known documented health risk to humans or livestock. This is only the second confirmed case of CWD in Oklahoma since the first case was discovered back in 1998. You got farm news on Ron.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.